You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I keep waiting for them to snap out of it. I keep waiting for them to find ways out of it. And I just keep finding more ways to get angry with them. And it's reached this point of this season where I feel foolish. I get accused of making excuses for things and teams often because I don't go out of my way to be mean-spirited. I really don't. I've said some mean-spirited things about all three teams here and there because I've been so frustrated. I do like the guys over there. I think they put together a fine show for the fans, except that the fans don't want to stick around because the team's so lousy this year. I mean, the booing, the visceral. Do you hear that visceral
boy,
booing?
Boy, it's weird to hear
in
that
the
there.
10th inning. I mean, that was anger. That was sincere. That wasn't just like one guy boos and there was, boo, yeah, boo, get out of here. No, that was visceral anger. That was Randy Quaid, Major League 2, we are mad at you anger from yesterday.
Yeah,
For a second, I thought that was actual. I didn't realize that was at school board meeting.
They might as well play the games during school board meetings.
They should from this point forward. That
would be a hell of a ploy to play games during school board meetings. At least they'd all get together on something.
Well, here's a crazy thing about yesterday. I think a lot of people debated whether or not to go to that game because of the heat. We had neighbors. Yeah. We had neighbors that had been talking about the night before. They did not think they were going to go. Then they realized that it was whoever got the tickets. Yeah. They realized that their tickets were going to be. They got the suite access, right? So they're like, "Oh, okay. Not only are we going to be indoors, we got the all you can drink and eat." So they're like, "We got to go," right? But I've talked to other people that they said, "You know what? It's been so bad, they're not going to do it." So think about all the fans that were there yesterday. It's like, man, we have a chance to actually win this game. And they get to the ninth, and that happens. To lose it in that fashion was just horrific. And so that's where the anger comes out. It's like, not only have we lost 10 in a row.
It sucks because it was Scoobal, and everybody I talked really to, I'm telling you, Saturday night, it was with 20 other dads at a big like community thing, right? And they're all like, well, we don't win this game, we're definitely losing Sunday because it's Scoobal. And then you actually had a chance to beat him.
Yes, you did.
He wouldn't have got the loss, but you actually had the chance to beat the Tigers on a day that he started. And then not only did you throw it away, you threw it away. It was a huge number. There was no way you're coming back in the bottom of the 10th.
216-474-0092. Are you out on him? Is this it? Is this the last stand? Because, I don't know how many times it's been said before, and there's been so many times. And remember, this is the 28th ranked strength of schedule that you have coming up in the second half of the season. You got one more biggie here. You have Houston. Now, you can always say if they go off in the second half and they beat the brakes out of the likes of the White Sox and God knows who else, you can always say, well, that's faulty. They have a bad strength of schedule. They're beating up on bad teams. They're not a great. You can always do that. But we know that they like to keep the receipts over there, and they like to put you guys like you and me out there and say that, well, you guys doubted us. I mean, you got after Chicago, you have the Athletics. Well, they don't even have a home, for crying out loud. You have Baltimore, Kansas City, Colorado. The Twins ain't been that great. The Mets, okay. Chicago, Miami, Atlanta. Atlanta's been poop. I mean, there's some bad baseball teams on this second half schedule. You got Kansas City and Chicago a bunch of times. You got like one series, two series against Detroit. Tampa Bay's in that mix. Yeah. I mean, you have a chance to...
And yet, if you're 10 games out of the wild card spot even.
You don't have... I'm going to say, I don't think you have much of a chance to certainly jump back into the division. I can't imagine. I haven't even looked at the division. I know that you're technically eight games out of the wild card, seven games out of the third wild card. You can come back from that. But I still can't say, well, you better watch what you say now. No, what's deserved is deserved. This is terrible baseball. This is listless.
You can't come back from it if you're scoring one run a game.
And that's part of it, I understand. But I would expect you're hitting against worse staffs, so you're eventually going to hit something. But this has been, you know what, I shouldn't even say that. Over this last weekend, it hasn't been listless. Your pitching staff has been great. But your approach at the plate, I can't even say you have an approach at the plate because you have Jonathan Rodriguez going to the plate. That's not an approach from the top down.
Yeah,
that's a front office. We have no approach. Here's Jonathan Rodriguez. So poor Jonathan Rodriguez. This is the most I'm ever going to say his name on Cleveland radio, so he might as well get his money's worth. Poor Jonathan Rodriguez, who shouldn't be a Major League Baseball player, it has to draw my ire because I'm really mad at Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff.
Well, even worse, you held him to over the last two games, eight hits, and then you hold the Tigers all series long, 15 hits. And really, the run total is skewed because of the six runs yesterday late, but four runs in 27 regulation innings against that team that has been running away with the division and had the best record in baseball. Like, holy cow, did you squander that? And where is the help coming? Like, where do you think this is possibly going to get turned around? Like, you can't see any formula.
I wish I could tell you.
For this getting turned around.
Wish I could tell you.
And that's even if you thought the most of DeLauder and you thought they were going to he was going to hit like gangbusters immediately when he gets called up. I mean, does anybody truly think that?
No.
We want to see it.
I think
I'm not expecting that to change anything. So how does this get fixed?
In what the argument against, because there is somewhat of an argument against bringing up DeLauder, and it's like, guys, he's not going to save your season. It's not about saving the season. I think a lot of people look at the season and go, man, you guys are too far in the weeds. You can't come out of that. I think a lot of people want something to look forward to because, again, Jonathan Rodriguez and Will Wilson are nothing to look forward to for your future. So you want somebody to look forward to. That's why people are... I know that Kyle Manzardo, hey, there's things he can do, there's things he can't do. I know he's been ice cold, but part of the reason he's been ice cold is because you don't give him a chance to hit every day. Are you going to put him out there? Are you going to put 39-year-old Carlos Santana out there? And I'm sure a lot of people within the Guardians front office, if any of them have the guts to listen to it right now, because none of it's good, I'm sure a lot of them would say, well, guys, we have plenty of time after the All-Star break to make this change and to put him out there. Fine, I know. But fans want to get excited about or want the chance to at least see something that they can get excited about their future with. Because as of right now, you have let them down tremendously. And so the only thing that they can do is look forward to some brighter day and hopefully 2026 and 2027 because coming off an ALCS to a lot of fans and doing this is unforgivable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app.
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right. Jim in Concord, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today.
Glad to have you, Jim. Go ahead.
I'm not panicking. I don't want the Dolans to sell the team. I think they're Cleveland owners, and I love Cleveland owners. A little engine that could. And I think they're going to turn it around. We're closer than most teams would be because we have great pitching. Now, the hitting, it's been brutal lately. But let's see what they do the rest of the season to improve the
Now, Jim's breaking maybe, up himself. Go ahead, Jim.
Maybe next year, you know, we're going to be looking at this a little bit. I want to give them time.
Well, a lot of people that over the course of time, and Jim, you're breaking in and out of your call. Thank you very much for making it. That's one positive call over the Guardians today from folks out there. Over the course of time,
that is a courageous call to make.
Well, this is why, especially saying you don't want the Dolans to sell and you like the Dolans. That takes some guts to make that call. Well, my issue is with everything is that it's, again, what are you saying to your fans? Because now you've given them every single, you're a ticket-driven team. You've been talking about that for 25 years, for even longer than that. I mean, ever since television revenue really came into baseball, you've been always saying that you're a ticket-driven team. You're this ticket-driven team that's given everybody every single reason in the world to not believe you or to do something that has been seen as, again, unforgivable, coming off that high of an output in 2024 and not doing anything for 2025. And yes, there is some understanding there because of what their track record is. Their track record has been very good. But you still have to ask that much more, and it takes that much more to get people's trust back because you're losing it this year. The pitching over the weekend was outstanding. You had guys go toe-to-toe with a really good pitching staff. You still lost those games. You had a chance to win it yesterday. You did Brownsian things. You hit the first batter you saw. Then you throw a one-hopper down to second base on a situation you should have the guy gunned, and then you let a pass ball get by you. They can call it a wild pitch all they want. That's a pass ball. Okay, 1-1, and then the wheels come off at the end, and people are booing you. It sounded exactly like Huntington Bank Field over there. They were booing your faces off. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Victor in North Royalton. Victor, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, I don't see how this gets any better when essentially they decided at the beginning of the season that they had pretty much signed us up for this kind of mediocrity. When you go, you know, let's say three games away from the ALCS because we did win one game against the Yankees, right? And you go out and you only sign Carlos Santana, and then you have people like Jim calling up that must work for the Guardians because I don't know a single person I talk to at a baseball game. I coach two teams. I don't know a single person out here in Cleveland that's celebrating wanting to keep Dolan who can't spend any money, who can't keep anybody here. You know, now we're just talking about losing one of our best players, is Stephen Kwan, because, what, we can't give him a little bit of extra money. He has to give us a hometown discount. I don't understand. He's one of the best players on the team, and we're probably going to see him gone by the end of July because that's what Cleveland does. We refuse to pay people that deserve to be here.
Next July, Victor, I think it's a possibility. I don't think there's any way in the world, and I hope they don't prove me wrong. Victor, thank you for the call. I don't think there's any way in the world they can do that this July. And I know the American League's better than what it was last year. It's still available to you. I mean, the Yankees that went to the World Series last year, it's just a collection of players. There's not one player on the New York Yankees that you look at and they're like, okay, you have one position or one position only. It's a collection of high-priced players on that baseball team that, yes, you can get them at a slump and you can beat them. And the National League, that's very difficult. I understand that. You got some real good baseball teams over there. And there's been some teams that have been streaking here as of late. Toronto's been really, really good. Houston, who you played tonight for a three-game series, has been really, really good. And obviously Detroit is having a fantastic season. But damn, I mean, we're talking about bitching about the big bad Yankees and all that stuff. And again, they came off a what, 7-game losing streak, yeah. 6-game losing streak just now? Before they were able to salvage one against the Mets? Coming up next, Lima has a diabolical question. This one is a doozy. It's a 921 on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.